Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have some very serious business to get to this hour. Some pressing topics that matter to every man, woman, and child living in Louisiana. And it's that it is Roger's birthday. Our friend Roger from Logo Express and Perfume Headquarters. Happy birthday, my guy.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Wow, that's a pleasant surprise.
How are you celebrating today?
That.
Yeah, well, you know, we busted out the big guns for you, man.
I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you. Thank you to all my listeners and all my family and my friends. God bless, man.
I got to meet so many of them when we were in Las Vegas a couple years ago for that birthday. And
yes,
they are such a delight. You have so many interesting, exciting, smart, fun people in your family. I was so blessed to get to be on that trip and to meet some of your friends and family, Roger.
I am blessed to have a wonderful family and friends.
Yeah.
It's all about the network, how you establish your relationship with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you did it, right? I mean, you came to America with just
$2.
$2, that's right. And now look at you, man. Very successful, very well liked.
You know what? You got to have a hope, faith, and trust. And God is great.
Yeah. You said a mouthful there, Roger. Well, how are you celebrating today, bud?
Well, I'm at work. I'm making deals. And I'm making sure all my customers are happy and come and see us.
No doubt. Which shop are you at? Are you at Perfume or Logo?
I'm at the main office today.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let me ask you this, Roger. What do you get for the man who has everything? You know, if people are trying to bring you a birthday gift, what are you asking for? What do you want?
God's blessing. Friends' blessings. Blessing takes you.
Yeah.
Money cannot buy the blessings. Materialistic can be replaced, but the blessings can come a long way.
Roger, when it's time for other people's birthdays, it seems like you got a real solid stock of great gifts, you know, between everything you have at Logo Express and all the perfumes and colognes. What do you like to give people when it's their birthday?
Well, I have a great selection at first of all, let me tell my listeners and everybody else, the prices are skyrocketing with tariffs.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a perfume. I don't care if it's a T-shirt. I don't care if it's a car. You're going to see right now, like Mardi Gras hoodies are going to be 30 to 40% higher than they were last year.
Oh.
Perfumes come from around the world. They're not made in America.
Yeah.
Perfumes are made in France. Perfumes are made in Dubai. Perfumes are made in Spain and things of that type. And we are already seeing the increase. But I was blessed enough to be able to do business with the people I do business. And I piled up a lot of inventory at my old prices.
Smart. That is savvy. Yeah. Yeah. So you got enough tucked in. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I just came back yesterday. I flew in yesterday on a business trip. I was out over the weekend. And I promise you, I bought some great deals. If my customers and my loyal listeners and my customers, whether new or past or before, please come and see us. We have some great prices. We got gift sets starting at $59. Same thing. We have Jimmy Choo's, I Want Choo's, Versace, Bright Crystal, Absolute's. at $79 and $89. The competition is $160.
Wow.
Don't believe my word. Come and go to yourself.
We'll
check
come
it
and
out.
Scope it out. We will do that. I can't let's put together a broadcast in one of your stores in December. How's that?
I would love to do that. And also, if you are not able to come to my store, no problem. Modern technology, go to my website, perfumeheadquarters.com. Perfumeheadquarters.com. And I promise you, the prices are phenomenal. I have the largest selection of Arabic fragrances from Middle East. And they are the hottest thing right now. You can buy the dupe version of Creed and all that for $30 and $40 versus $400.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Roger, I'll share some good news with you as well. I just got engaged last week. I was in New York City, and I asked my girlfriend Julie to marry me, and she said yes.
Well, congratulations to you, my friend.
And I wanted to let you know that one of the first gifts that I got her was a bottle of Christian Dior poison from your store. And she was blown away. She knocked her socks off that I got her that perfume.
Well, next one, and, next one, we need to get her Jador.
Okay.
Christian Dior Jador.
Yeah, that's the one.
She will love the smell of it, you know?
Yeah.
Look, we got all the name brands for a small store like mine. I think we have better selection than anyone in a city under one roof. Under my 2,500 square feet, I have probably 7,000 different fragrances.
That's insane.
7,000.
Wow. No cap. You're the best, Roger. Happy birthday,
and
one
thing,
man.
One thing I'm going to tell you, Ryan.
Sure.
I stand behind my quality. I believe in 100% authentic. And if you buy from me, and if you find something wrong, 1-800-ROGER. I'll make it good to you.
Love it. Happy birthday again, Roger. Many blessings to you and yours. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you for the wishes and have a great one.
You too, brother. Talk soon. All right.
So, Ian, we're keeping score, that means Roger.
Yeah.
Philip.
Yes.
Joe.
Okay.
And Kelly's daughter.
And Kelly's daughter.
All have October birthdays. So you know what that reminded me of?
What?
There was also a new pope that was just born.
Yes.
So that makes me wonder what was going on during a snowstorm.
Yeah, what were people up to back in January?
Yeah, you know.
While we were sleeping under our desks
here at work. You were talking about gumbo weather. Maybe there's something about that January weather.
January is something. They found a way to keep themselves warm. Well, that's very wholesome and sweet. Let's tuck in a couple of text messages here. I'm going to jump over here. Here's a text that says, "Hey, Ian. You haven't heard this. The timing on the Brian Kelly termination coincides with the fact that University of Florida is also looking for a head coach. LSU didn't want to be second choice." Interesting. Here's a text. I asked people earlier, what were you doing when you heard the news about Brian Kelly? I was at Rouse's. I said a profane word pretty loudly. It was embarrassing. Here's a text that says, I was at Step Brothers Bar doing shots. And after it was announced, I did another shot for getting rid of him. LOL. Here's a text. James on the North Shore says, yeah, I was at home, but I had the same reaction. Also been asking about gumbo weather. James says, gumbo feels like hot lips wrapped around a cold spoon. Soul food for those who know. That's very wholesome. 1952 is listening and says, gumbo weather, a.k.a. chili weather, a.k.a. soup weather, a.k.a. beef stew weather, a.k.a. cuddling weather, a.k.a. mattress dancing weather. It's all good, brother man. Well, thank you, 1952. Words for the wise. Here's another text that says, by the way, LSU AD Scott Woodward is responsible for hiring and firing Coach Jimbo Fisher on a $76 million buyout and Coach Brian Kelly, $54 million buyout. Simply a fun and interesting fact. That is PJ from Honolulu. Aloha, PJ. Thank you for listening today all the way out there in Hawaii. Pat in Lakeview is listening today and says, not sure if you're up to speed on all things BK. He lost the support of the LSU boosters, and that's the financial lifeline for the school. So it's no surprise that he was paid to not coach anymore. He seemed to have lost the team and future recruits. Notice these things, so he had to go for the sake of the future of football in Baton Rouge. If we don't see results soon on Airline, we may have the same result there as well. Thank you for listening today, Pat. Let's tuck in a couple phone calls. We'll start with Hollywood in Thibodaux. Hollywood, thanks for being a part of our show today.
Hello, Eden. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today, all things considered?
Pretty good. Nice weather today.
It sure is.
I'm kind of glad they got rid of Kelly because he went sitting in with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a awesome coach. He don't beat the great teams. He just beat the average teams.
Yeah.
And LSU was expecting a lot out of him. Like, I don't think this year they were going to the playoff. They wanted him to go to the playoff, you know.
Yeah.
It was just time for him. But Scott Wolford shouldn't have never signed him to that 10-year contract. That's bad on his part. He should have just signed him to a 5-year deal. Then LSU wouldn't have been in a big hole. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's not a ton of people that are terribly upset that Brian Kelly is gone. I think we have one on hold here coming up we'll get to. But Hollywood, I did want to get your reaction to the Saints benching Rattler for a bit yesterday and giving Tyler Shuck a couple snaps. What'd you make of that?
Well, like I told Bobby yesterday, and I'm going to tell you today, Rattler's 1-13. Keep Shuck in the rest of the season. Rattler does not get us touchdowns. He get us field goals, turnovers, penalties. Might be on him that they can't line up right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm going to talk to Bobby in about an hour or so. You better listen in.
They'll be ready for you, Hollywood. Thanks for being a part of our show today. Pleasure to have you here on the Scoot Show. And let's go real quickly to Kokomo. Kokomo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Kokomo, going once, twice. All right, we'll see if we can get back in Kokomo later. Let's take a look at traffic, and we'll get back to normal business here right away. In just a moment, we'll be speaking to Jan Moeller from Invest in Louisiana about how the government shutdown is going to affect us here in Louisiana. I've got him on record saying it might happen slowly, but deeply, those effects. So we'll hear from Jan in just a minute. I'm Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot on WWL. Be right back after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
After this, appointment listening tonight on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's 6:30. It's the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We will hear from head coach Kellen Moore. He'll be one-on-one, well, I guess two-on-one with Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And then at 7:30, we're going to have Monday Night Football, Commanders at Chiefs on WWL AM. At 6:30, you can hear Pelicans basketballs. They're taking on the Celtics. Tip off at 7 p.m. on the Big 870. And meanwhile, the Saints coaches show on Monday Night Football continues on FM. Right now, we're joined on the line by Jan Moeller, who's the executive director of a company called, an organization, Invest in Louisiana. Jan, welcome back to the show.
thanks for having me on, Ian. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you again. I spoke with Jordan Fiegel this morning, and he said, you got to get Jan. He'll be perfect for this. So just to kind of set the table a little bit, the federal government is now in its the shutdown is in its fifth week. Louisiana hasn't really felt the full brunt of it now, but that may be about to change. Food stamps, small business loans, farm programs, even flood insurance, they all rely on federal money that's now frozen. A lot of people haven't detected any of this pain yet. Can you explain why it's taking a few weeks for it to show up?
Well, sure. Well, first of all, you know, if you're a federal employee, you've been feeling this shutdown for a long time.
Sure.
And if you're somebody who just bought a house and you need flood insurance, you have felt it. So I don't want to minimize the pain that people are feeling who have been feeling this directly.
Mm-hmm.
But most people aren't federal employees. But I think there's a deadline coming up this week that is significant, and that is the food stamp program. It's called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. These are federal benefits that are administered by the state. So the state picks up some of the administrative costs, but all of the benefits are paid for by federal dollars.
Mm.
That's about one in five Louisianans. Almost 800,000 people rely on these benefits. You know, people with low incomes, a lot of disabled people, elderly people, rely on this program to put food on the table. And the Trump administration has said that they don't have money to pay these benefits starting in November. And that is, of course, a huge deal because we're talking about a lifeline for a lot of households. So that's the bad news. Now, there is a debate on whether or not the administration really has the money because they have a contingency fund in the federal government. So I suspect if the Trump administration really wanted to get these dollars out the door, they could, but they're not going to do that. That's the bad news. The good news really is that the state legislature is getting ready to step up and pay some of these benefits, really all of the benefits, with state dollars until the shutdown gets resolved. And this just happened last Friday. And really, our organization is sometimes very critical of the Louisiana legislature, but this is one time when they came together in a bipartisan fashion, Republicans and Democrats and the governor, and said, look, these benefits are important enough to enough people that we're going to pay them out. So I think if you're in that group, that those families that rely on these benefits, it's not a done deal yet. They still have to get this through the Senate this week, but it looks like those benefits are going to get paid.
That's great. I am encouraged by that. I'm pleased that people in Baton Rouge could come together and, kind of tackle on this very important issue. How sustainable is that, though? Where does that money come from? How long can that go on for?
Well, it can't go on forever. That's a really good point, and people need to understand because, look, that's about $150 million a month that gets paid out in these benefits. Of course, this is money that goes straight into the economy. It gets spent in grocery stores, markets, farmers markets. People use it to buy basic necessities. So a lot of retailers depend on these dollars for their bottom line.
Right.
So the state is taking some of this out of Medicaid, and it's not that they're cutting Medicaid. They're just saying we have money that we appropriated for Medicaid. This program is run out of the health department, so they're reprogramming some of those dollars. But really, the intent is to use money in the rainy day fund, because the state has money set aside for a rainy day. Now, the hope is, I mean, obviously, the federal government's not going to be shut down forever. At some point, this is going to end. We don't know when. And I think the hope is that the federal government will pay back to the state any money that they use. But there's no guarantee of that. And I've got to say, Senator Cameron Henry mm-hmm. from New Orleans and Metairie, who's the president of the Senate, was quoted as saying, we're not doing this with the expectation that we'll be paid back. Obviously, they hope they are, but because they think it's the right thing to do.
Okay, so I feel, optimistic, cautiously optimistic that the SNAP benefits mm-hmm. will be there when they're needed, so we don't need to belabor, the sky is falling about that. I am more concerned about the ACA subsidies and Medicaid funding generally getting caught up in this fight. If the government shutdown ends and the CR passes and those subsidies go away, What does that mean for Louisiana families who are reliant on those programs?
Oh, that's a great point. And this is, of course, the sticking point in the whole shutdown. The whole reason that the Democrats are holding out and refusing to vote for the clean CR is because they're concerned about these enhanced premium tax credits. And if you're not familiar with this, these came out in 2021. And these tax credits, it's really subsidies. The federal government subsidizes insurance policies for people with low and moderate incomes. And it's really what keeps health insurance affordable for millions of Americans, about 300,000 people in Louisiana who buy their health insurance on the federal marketplace. It's what put the word affordable into the Affordable Care Act, right, otherwise known as Obamacare. And those subsidies are going away as of January 1st, if nothing is done. They were left out of the big tax and budget bill that they passed back in July. You remember the one big, beautiful bill? Mm-hmm. I think the hope had been that they were going to be included in that deal. They were left out of that deal. So if Congress doesn't reauthorize these tax credits, again, 300,000 people in Louisiana with low and moderate incomes are going to see their health insurance premiums go up double, triple, in some cases quadruple. And open enrollment starts in November. So a lot of people are going to see these price increases show up in their mailbox very, very soon. And what happens there is one of two things is going to happen. Some people are going to look at this price increase and say, forget it, I just can't afford insurance, I'm just going to take my chances. But some people, particularly people who are sick, who really, you know, use their insurance every month, maybe they have a chronic disease, maybe they have a medicine that they can't afford without that coverage, they're going to pay whatever it costs to keep their coverage. And that's going to put a huge financial strain on a lot of people. So, again, this is a you know, if you're not insured through the marketplace, maybe it's not something that's front and center, although everybody's health insurance is going to go up. But this is a very big deal to people who buy these plans through the exchange. And it's a very big deal to healthcare providers because it's people are still going to get sick, whether you have coverage or not. And they're still going to show up in emergency rooms if they don't have that health insurance. Right. So it's going to have a ricochet effect on hospitals, clinics, pharmacies. And people are just not going to be as healthy if you don't have the medicine and you don't have access to healthcare when you need it.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. You know, somebody texted in earlier at the beginning of the show and said, well, those people can just go to charity hospital. And I was like, well, charity hospital is not open right now. But speaking to your broader point, like, yeah, if you just say people that don't have health insurance, they can still go to the hospital and get health care. Yeah, and it's the most expensive possible way that we can deliver that. And the hospitals don't want to eat that cost, so they would rather have insured people coming in for preventative care than uninsured people coming in with a bleeding breast tumor or whatever. You know, it's like that's just the stupidest possible way to go about it.
Absolutely. No, anybody who's gotten primary care through the emergency room knows that it's a recipe for long waits. And it's the worst and most expensive place to get health care. Mm-hmm. And that hospital, you know, if you go into that emergency room, they're going to treat you and they're going to stabilize you. And if you don't have insurance, you're still going to get a bill in the mail that most chances are you're not going to be able to pay. So now you have a hospital that provided care that they're not going to get paid for. You have a patient who got cared for in the least efficient way possible, and now they've got a bill that is going to stay on their credit rating and follow them for a long time. And again, they're not going to be any healthier for it. So it makes sense for everybody to have health insurance, and it makes sense to keep that health insurance as affordable as we can, because if you were somebody who's kind of in that low-income working cohort, then health insurance, if left to the free market, is simply too unaffordable for most people. That's why we have the ACA in the beginning.
And without health care, almost nothing else is possible. You know, if you're right. not healthy, you can't start a business. You can't start a family. You can't buy a house. You can't take care of other people around you. I mean, it's It's the cornerstone in many ways of like a functioning modern society. And if we don't have that, you know, we're in bad shape, fellas. Jan, I don't want to get particularly political about it, but I did catch some flack a couple weeks ago for suggesting that since Republicans have the trifecta, you know, both houses of Congress and the White House, it's ultimately on them that the government is shut down. And people pushed back and said, well, no, Ian, because the CR has to pass the Senate, where, you know, you got to get 60 votes. And OK, let's talk about Senate math notwithstanding. The bill that the House sends to the Senate, if they know that the bill they are sending to the Senate has no chance of passing, then they bear responsibility for that. You know, they, and it's not as if there aren't House, you know, Republicans in positions of leadership who are from Louisiana, who understand what these subsidies mean for their constituents. And yet they seem unable to do what Jeff Landry and the state legislators have done and said, well, let's come together and figure out a way to not, you know, needlessly ruin a lot of people's lives right now. But I guess they just can't get there.
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, there's a very narrow Republican majority in the House. They have 53 out of 100 seats in the Senate. And you're right, it takes 60 votes in the Senate. And if they really wanted to get something done, they would do what legislators in Baton Rouge do, and that is to sit down and reach across the aisle and make a deal. And I understand politics, and we are all divided. But I think, you know, Baton Rouge has really shown the way, and that there's some areas that really should be beyond partisanship. And one of them is keeping health care affordable for people with low incomes who go to work every day and simply want the security of knowing that if they get sick, they're going to be able to see a doctor and not get bankrupt. Or if they have an accident or something. I mean, the reason you call health insurance is, you know, none of us know when we're going to have a medical emergency. But when that medical emergency comes, and if you don't have insurance, that's not only a terrible healthcare event, but something that can financially ruin you if you don't have insurance.
Jan, let's pause here for a moment. When we come back, I'd really like to speak to you about some of the other less obvious programs that might be at risk here. I mean, we've been talking about ACA subsidies for a long time and SNAP benefits for a long time. But maybe what hasn't got as much attention, at least on this program, is USDA loans, flood insurance, things like that. We're heavily reliant on federal dollars, and the future of some of those programs is uncertain. So, Jan, we'll talk about that when we come back. If there's anything you'd like me to ask our guest, Jan Mueller, who's the executive director of Invest in Louisiana, I'd be happy to do that for you. Shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. We'll be right back after this on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here with Jan Muller, the executive director of Invest in Louisiana, talking about what it means for Louisiana if the federal government shutdown continues. I would like to get back to Jan speaking about the farmers, our state's farmers. They cannot access USDA loans or programs right now. How is that going to affect upcoming planting and harvest seasons?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't want to hold myself as out as an expert on Louisiana agriculture. My sense is that we're in the harvest season right now, but I think a lot of farmers are looking at taking out loans and getting ready for planting season, and a lot of that borrowing activity comes through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which, of course, also finances the food stamp program. So those loans are on hold. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how many farmers are waiting for loans right now. But if you are somebody who is looking for a loan through the USDA to finance your planting, then certainly that's not going to happen until the shutdown is lifted. The same thing for small businesses who are trying to access new loans through the Small Business Administration. A lot of that activity is on hold. When we talk about the shutdown, it's not a full shutdown. It's a partial government shutdown. Mm-hmm. And the administration has a lot of flexibility to decide which employees are essential and non-essential. But a lot of these employees who we might think of as non-essential because they are bureaucrats who process loans and do paperwork, they become really essential if you need that service that they are providing. In my business, we do policy analysis. The federal government puts out a whole lot of very useful information that businesses and organizations use to make decisions every month. Jobs report is the big one. Things that tell us about the health of the economy. A lot of that data is now on hold. Again, the world's not going to end if the jobs report doesn't come out on time. Mm-hmm. But if you put these things on hold for a while, it's going to really be disruptive for a whole lot of people in ways that we don't know about when this information is coming out.
We've also heard about flood insurance renewals being frozen. What risk does that invite to homeowners here in Louisiana and in the real estate market here?
Well, again, not for most people aren't going to feel this effect. But if you are buying a house and that house is in a flood zone and you're getting a mortgage on that house, you're not going to get a mortgage until you have flood insurance. And right now, new flood insurance policies are not being processed. So, most people aren't buying a house, a new house in a flood zone in October or November of 2025. But if you're in that group, you're in a holding pattern. Your sale isn't going through because the National Flood Insurance Program has expired and is not going to stand back up until this shutdown is lifted. We're not talking about a huge number of people that are affected by each one of these programs that are on hold. But when you add it all up, it becomes very disruptive. And then, of course, you have all the federal employees who have not been getting paid. Mm-hmm. Some of them are being furloughed. And then some of them are still being forced to work. Air traffic controllers, for example, are considered essential workers, which they are. So they've been working this whole time and they're not getting their paychecks. And I think what you're starting to see is a lot of them are maybe taking some sick leave or deciding that, I'm not going to go to work this week because you're not paying me. And so we're starting to see flight delays. So if you have if you have a flight planned, your chances of that flight getting delayed is probably a lot higher today than it was a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like we said earlier, the governor and the state legislature are coming together to come to a solution, hopefully, on the SNAP benefits. But Jan, what lessons should Louisiana really be learning from this anyway? Should we be, you know, diversifying revenue streams, building bigger reserves like that rainy day fund? Because, you know, Louisiana depends heavily on federal dollars. I love you, Louisiana, but we're a taker state. Y'all, that means we receive more federal aid relative to our contributions. We have a high dependency on federal funding. Jan, is there an opportunity here to sort of bend that curve down and come to a new arrangement in the future?
That's a good question. That's certainly a conversation that needs to start happening. We have been lucky in Louisiana that our state budget has been in pretty good shape the last few years, and the rainy day fund has been built up and built up. You know, 10, 12 years ago, that rainy day fund was almost empty, but we have a lot of money in our state savings account. But you're right, Louisiana depends on the federal government for a huge chunk of its budget, basically for two reasons. One is because of Medicaid, which is an enormous program, and most of the funding for that program comes from the federal government. And we happen to have a big Medicaid program because we have a large population of people with low incomes here in Louisiana. The other big chunk is disaster recovery. And here in Louisiana, we are always in the process of recovering from one or more natural disasters. We are the most disaster-prone state in the entire country. So a lot of that money kind of cycles through our budget. So long-term, absolutely, we should look for ways to keep this from happening. But, you know, the long-term solution to this is to really address poverty at a systematic level. So we maybe won't need as much federal dependence. But I think it's also it's no shame to say that these programs are there for a reason, and it's there to make sure that people have who may not be rich still have the dignity of being able to put food on the table every month, to see a doctor when they get sick. We should not shy away from those programs, but we should be looking for ways to lift people out of poverty so that they won't need those programs on a permanent basis.
Boy, I appreciate what you had to say there, Jan. Thank you so much for your time, your work, and your way. Really nice having you back on the show. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll see how much farther we get in this shutdown, okay?
Anytime, Ian. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Take good care. We'll be right back to kind of wrap things up and hand it over to the second guest. They're live out at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. Let's take a look at traffic. We'll be right back. Courtney? If you've been reading or watching YouTubes or some other sort of coverage about this weird comet, 3I Atlas, tomorrow, you really need to be here. I'm going to speak to Avi Loeb, who's a theoretical physicist at Harvard University. There's so much weird stuff about this comet, I don't really even know where to begin with it. My guest says that this Atlas, this 3I Atlas comet, has a 40% chance of not being a comet at all, but an alien mothership. What on earth? What kind of comet speeds up, slows down, changes direction, is off-gassing stuff as a factory would? Or it's like they're like smelting something in there? And then there's all kind of conspiracy theories like, okay, the government shut down, so NASA turned off all their little probes and cameras on Mars just as the comet was going by. Right now it's hiding behind the sun. My guest tomorrow says that sucker's got a 40% chance of being alien technology, and it's up to no good while it is hidden behind the sun. We're going to start out the show with Avi Loeb tomorrow. I want to thank Coleman, Scoot, Dan, Diane, Chris, and Courtney, and of course you for being a part of the show today. Do not miss Kellen Moore. He's coming up at 6:30. It's a lot going on in the world of sports, but we got it all for you right here. Kellen Moore, 6:30. I'm Ian Hoke. See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.